Hello, I'm Pamela Rose Williams with Christianity Every Day. Today we're talking with Randy and Rhoda from Christ Life Church in Tempe, Arizona, who met on the GSN show, It Takes a Church. Their episode aired last Thursday. Welcome to Christianity Every Day, Randy and Rhoda.
Hello.
Hi.
We're so blessed that you've taken a few minutes just to speak with us today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you got it.
Now, although your episode aired last Thursday, it's been some months since you actually taped it. Isn't that true, Randy?
Yep. Actually, we were taping it was right around March the 19th, so that brings us right about 4 months now.
All right, 4 months. Well, Randy, I understand that you were the first bachelor who was able to choose your lady on the show. Up until that episode, one lady would choose from several male suitors. Tell me a little bit about what it felt like when Natalie Grant called out your name.
That's a good question. You know, it was the church and the show did such a bang-up job in hiding the details. I mean, literally, I didn't know anything. Like, I was going into it thinking that it was some Christian dating show, and I was thinking that there was other guys and other girls, and I don't know what exactly I was thinking.
That's funny. When I was watching your reaction before they actually announced it, and I thought to myself, either he's an awful good actor or he truly does not know.
No, I didn't know. In fact, I was a real net that week prior. And we can talk about that a little bit, but my reaction to Natalie was more along the lines as, you know, I didn't know why I was there, and they told me that a lot of the cameras and the video work was for Pastor Phil Goldsberry.
Right.
And so I sat down, and the pastor was speaking, and he was doing a really good job. And then he says, now for a very special moment, we have somebody I've worked with before in the past, Natalie, Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie. And
right.
She comes out, and she sings, and I'm like, this is why. This is why everybody's, I was like, why there's cameras and why everybody's all excited. This is cool.
Right. So did you know at that point, Randy, did you know that it was actually they were going to film It Takes a Church once you saw Natalie?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not at all. So, like, so then she gets on the stage and she sang that song and she did a really great job. And at the end she says, well, I'm not here just to sing in front of you guys. I'm here. I'm part of a host of a show at It Takes a Church. And there's one lucky guy, and right then, as soon as she said that, I was like, okay, time to get on the ride. And I look over at my buddy, and I'm like, okay, buckle up, it's going to be a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, let's go.
That's great. Well, you spent time with actually four lovely ladies and had to narrow it down to just one by the end of a week. What was it about Rhoda that caused you to choose her?
You know what? What really stood out about Rhoda was, I mean, going from the first date going to the last date, you know, I called her a wild card on the show. I had just like anybody else, when you first look at somebody, you have an idea. Not that you're judging somebody, but you look at me like, okay, she's really well done. She dresses really well. That's probably who she is. So accepting a person only for face value instead of really getting to know her. And she would do these things that I just thought was bold and, it made me ask questions. So the first challenge, she took her shoes off.
Right.
Doffed her shoes for Helen Pope test. And then the second date at the peak, she dressed me up to meet her dad, which she uncovered that her dad was deep and that,
right.
There was all these other aspects. And I don't wear suits. So she put me in the suit, and it was different enough that it made me feel really good.
I love it.
And then the third day, the date was amazing. It was truly just amazing. You don't get to see it too much of it on the show. Too bad, because it really was a magical experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it was at that third day that I realized this is the decision that I need to make.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, Rhoda, as Randy just alluded to, you are a true princess in your native country of Malawi, Africa. That's true, right?
I am.
Okay, and do you believe that you found your prince?
My prince is right here.
And so, I mean, you know, give me a little bit more information. How do you know he's your prince?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I could say about him, but I will just tell you, like, different characteristics that I have been learning. I've been dating him since the show ended. First of all, is that I love how he's always pursuing to know more about the Lord, and he is on fire for God. Like, he really wants to know more about the Lord. Like, he's at that point in his life, and that, to me, is totally, like, that's Prince charming right there.
Sure.
But also, on top of that, there is a lot of things about Randy that I see every day is a great experience, and there's something new I learn about him. I have learned that he truly puts my needs before his. And I'm not just saying that because I can, but I never really understood what that really meant. And dating him, I see it. Like, wow, this is what it means to put your needs before the other person. His actions show me how much he cares about me, how sick do I am to him. He just doesn't talk, does it?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big deal for me.
So he walks the walk is what you're saying.
Yes, he does.
Fantastic. And you were just speaking about something that just stands out in Scripture. To me, Philippians 2 talks about how we should esteem others greater than ourselves. And that's so fantastic that you would say that. Rhoda, tell me about what was your favorite moment in the show?
Oh, my goodness. I think the last date was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why was that it was just me and him. There was nobody else. We picked a great location, and when we were there, I don't know. I just felt really good. Like, even before I met him, I was just really upbeat, and it was very serene, and it was just very calming. I don't know. There was just something about that day. It was just a perfect day. And then when I met him and we got to talking and stuff, it was just great conversation, and I had the chance to really, like, ask him the questions that were important to me and to know what he thinks about those things.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. How about you, Randy? Do you have a favorite time in the show that you'd like to share with our readers?
You know, the date really stood out. It really stood out because it was this ranch. It was Walking Seven Ranch, and it was kind of remote out in Arizona. So you had the desert landscaping, but at the same time it was on a ranch. And there was areas where it was that green grass, and you had these beautiful horses in the background.
Mm.
But you didn't see these wild chickens running around. There was these wild chickens running around and just goats you could feed, and it was fun because one, it was the first, just like Rose said, it was the first chance that I got to speak to her.
Right.
And I told myself that morning, actually the morning before and that morning, that I had to make a very important decision in front of me, right? The decision in front of me had to be based on, are they doing this for the right reason?
Right.
And is this somebody that I want to put everything about me forward and really put my 100% out there?
Yeah.
And when I went into the date and we were talking and horseback riding and sitting down chatting, it was fun. It was easy. Like it was one of those moments where, and I've actually never had this moment before. So I'm talking about this one moment that I've never had. I remember thinking, I'm like, when I'm around Rhoda, I feel like God gave me wings.
That's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it looks like our time is gone already. Can you believe it? I know y'all have a pretty tight schedule today, and so I don't want to keep you. But I need to tell you that, you know, we're just praying blessings on your relationship. Most importantly, we're praying, you know, that y'all can keep your eyes upon Jesus as you continue to get to know one another.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And I just want to say to our readers to be sure to tune in to GSN Thursday at 9, 8 Central for It Takes a Church, where churches across the country surprise one unsuspecting single with the news that they're about to be saved from the dating world. Go with God, Randy and Rhoda.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.